Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I turn the music up. I got my records on. I shut the world outside.
All right, 34 after the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm not sure which is more important to report to you on at this moment. The discussion of the poo-pourri commercial that's on a lot of the sports shows or the sports news itself. The commercial that, why is this offensive? Because it's
Oh, it's not.
Gross.
It's genius. This is probably one of the smartest products ever made. What Victoria was saying,
I don't
about
think
is there's
Victoria
a product.
Agrees with you on this
no,
one,
she doesn't like to talk about poop. But that's why we're such a good yin and yang, because that's all
we
I
are.
Like to talk about is poop.
Oh,
so.
I keep having co-hosts who only want to talk about poop. My last female co-host literally gave me the book Everybody Poops for Christmas.
Everybody does.
Because I'm so averse to talking about it.
The only reason to go to the zoo is to watch the animals poop. And that's
oh,
the truth.
God.
That's the only reason I like to go, is standing in front of that elephant cage and you're like, wow.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas. I'll get you all these VI poo bathroom sprays and you'll
so
be
this
into
VI,
it.
This VI poo spray has been advertising this weekend, but I think it's a ripoff of Poopery, which, Dougie, you might want to investigate because it's a very discreet.
Spit my water out. Yeah, why does he need to investigate?
Trust me. It's a discreet, like classy looking spray that you can take with you, and you spray it in the toilet before you, you know, drop the kids off at the pool.
Yeah.
And it sucks in all the stink. So you don't have any smell. I mean, it's not like the terrible lilac bathroom spray like your grandmother used to have. So it smelled like somebody pooped in the lilac bed. No, it's actually, it sucks away the smell.
Okay.
Wow, that is quite the ringing endorsement.
I'm happy to know all that stuff's going on. All right, let's get to the
please,
real.
Those other sprays just cover it. You're like, oh, cinnamon sticks, really?
Right.
Cinnamon poop.
That's what it all smells like in my bathroom, cinnamon sticks.
Mm.
The New York Marathon.
I got news for you, that's not a cinnamon stick.
It's been run. The results, so you're in New York, Victoria. What happened at the race? Did you go watch it?
I did not. I make it a yearly tradition to avoid all things marathon related.
Okay.
Most New Yorkers do, but it draws a big crowd every year. And this year, the guy who won, I mean, Eritrean something, I don't Gabriel know where he's
Salazzi.
From. Yeah.
Gabriel Salazzi, maybe something like that.
They're either
something
Kenyan like or Nigerian. What is he?
He's an Eritrean.
I don't know.
He's an Eritrean.
Has to be.
They're from the same neck of the woods. They're all a horn. The Kenyans and the Kenyans next to Eritrea.
I'll have you know, the horn family does not run at all.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Unless there is an ice cream truck going down
unless
the street,
unless
someone
right? be chasing us, we're not running.
Well, he became the youngest guy to ever win the race. He's 20. And then on the women's side, Kenya's Mary Keitany, she won for the third year in a row, which she set a new record. Apparently,
these people
there was,
are like stick figures. They're so skinny.
I know.
They have a little muscle on their bones, but not much because they just don't have, they don't want to be able, they don't want to be slowed down in the wind by body mass. So they just run. The only thing where they have any mass is on their legs.
It is amazing to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Kara tried and then she broke her leg.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations, Kara.
Never again.
Let me tell you, the dangers of running are big. Yes. They're bigly, if you'd like to take the word of Donald.
They're
Trump.
Bigly.
They are bigly.
All right. The story of this solo sailor,
66-year-old
Rich Wilson.
From your neck of the woods, right? He's from Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Yeah, right. Well, a lot of people who have been good in these endeavors are from the Marblehead, Ipswich, Gloucester area. All right, so what's the story? He decided to do this, and why?
Well, because he's a 66-year-old who's obviously looking to check some items off of his bucket list.
Yeah.
He actually suffered from acute asthma since his childhood. He's a former teacher. This is his second attempt at the Vendee Globe, which is the world's only solo, nonstop, around-the-world sailing race. So he gets into this boat. He goes to sea, eating instant oatmeal and trying to steer a 60-foot boat across all of the oceans on the planet. He's almost three times older than the race's youngest competitor, who's 23-year-old Swiss skipper Alan Rora. He's been training for months in preparation for a 28,000-mile race.
Imagine
29
that.
Skippers have set sail Sunday from France's Atlantic coast, embarking on a voyage around the Southern Capes that will take approximately 100 days to compete.
But these
I
are
can't
not
even
big.
Imagine.
These are not big boats.
No, no.
You mean 60 feet, right? Isn't that what it is? Yeah, 60 feet.
That's not big.
For one person, that's a lot to manage.
If, in fact, well, if they stay away from the North Atlantic, they'll be okay. If they take the southern route, the weathers are not, the trade winds and the waters now, because the hurricane season's over, and what happens in the Atlantic and the Pacific now, pretty quiet. And so maybe that's the reason they're having it this time of year.
I just think it's kind of cool. I mean, look, I would never be crazy enough to do this because it's, I mean, 60 feet, that's a small capsule to be on for 100 days. I mean, it's a lot to manage, but to just be stuck there for 100 days with no one else, eating instant oatmeal and trying to avoid the, you know, the weather, and I couldn't imagine. But how cool that he felt like he was overcoming this illness. He wanted to prove that he could do it, and so it was on his list, and he's doing it.
Yep. He did it in 2009. He finished ninth, and that was kind of a weird. That must have been a rough weather year, because only 11 sailors out of the 29 or 30 who began finished. Three of them died. So
it's very dangerous.
It is totally dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Good luck to him, though.
All right, so hip, hip, hooray for the Chicago fans and the Cubs and all of the parades and excitement there as the World Series came to an end last week. The Cubs and all of their fans did a lot of celebrating, and nothing really bad happened from what I can see. Anyway, my vantage point, I wasn't here for the last piece, but I was here for the weekend. I didn't see any stories indicating Chicago fell apart.
No.
You know, watching them after the win, you usually see these big cities where people are, you know, rolling over cars and setting things on fire. That didn't happen in Chicago. And for a city that has a reputation, and not just a reputation, the hard facts that there are, it's a very violent town. A lot of a lot of deaths every weekend. I was curious to know, and I'm going to try to do some research to figure it out, if the gun violence went down during the Cubs play in the World Series. That would be an interesting thing. Maybe the city needed something good to get behind.
Well, yeah, it was nice to see, because I always feel like the point of sports is to unite people anyway. Yes. So it was nice to see that actually come to fruition instead of doing the opposite and tearing people apart. And because that was my number one thought. I thought, oh my God, if Cleveland wins again, because they already won the NBA championships, I was like, the city's going to burn down. And I thought the same thing would happen in Chicago. So it was very cool to see the opposite.
Well, it's nice to. I've heard so many people over the weekend say that the World Series wasn't just good for Chicago; it was good for America. Everyone had a moment where it didn't even matter if you just had to pick a team. Like, I had no allegiance to either team, but I was so happy that Chicago won.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., his career has been quite good. He's a great driver, races fast cars, likes fast women, you know, all that good stuff. But he went a little too far and a little too fast on his way to the Sprint Cup race at the Texas Motor Speedway over the weekend. His fiance tweeted a photo of a policeman giving him a ticket.
He was just practicing. Come on, guys.
Oh, my God.
It must be hard to be a professional race car driver and not want to speed out of just second nature when you're on a highway.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I get road rage when somebody's going too slow in front of me. Think about it. These people who are used to driving hundreds of, like, 100 miles an hour.
Yep. Yeah.
Put a lid on it there, Jen. All right. Yep. Some more. I have actually some car news that I want to pass along. But first, information for those of you who want your body to be nutrient rich, fixing blood pressure issues naturally. My very special birthday dinner that Meredith had for me. We had a couple very good, very, very good friends. Meredith had kept this, you know, she didn't want me to know anything about what the day was going to be. Start of the morning, had a nice breakfast, then we went out and did some clothes shopping, and then she took me to dinner, and she didn't tell me, you know, she likes to do that. She likes to surprise me, and it was cool. Went to this place she'd never been before, and when I walked through the door, the lady said, well, you're the first people to arrive. And so I'm looking at Meredith and I'm thinking, okay, who'd you invite? And she didn't tell me until they came in. The people who were there, my great friend, almost lifelong friend, and my lawyer, Arthur White, and his wife came. And we got into a conversation because I was sleepy yesterday. I hadn't slept much on the plane, and I just took a nap before we started our activity yesterday, having come back from California on Saturday night, Sunday morning. So Meredith gave me a glass of Super Beats to get me to wake me up. She takes them. Victoria takes them. Jennifer takes them. Kara takes them.
Yeah, I just talked to you as you were drinking it.
Yeah, right. So I was, yes, you're right. And so I was a little slow yesterday. So Meredith picks me up a glass of Super Beats, and it picked me up for the rest of the day. And that's what it'll do for you. Super Beats is all natural, non-GMO beets that are grown specifically for and by the folks that produce Super Beets. They cook them, they dry them, they powder them, they put them in a canister. You put a spoonful into a 4-ounce glass of water, into some smoothie, whatever it is that you find good in terms of your own style, whatever it is. This was a glass of water for me, and drank it down. It did in a few minutes what we say it will do. It will bring you around. It opens up, technically, the nitric oxide in beets opens up your veins, and arteries, so the blood can get through to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. And so I did a commercial at the table yesterday because Arthur and his wife didn't know anything about Super Beets. And so I did a commercial at the table last night and told them to go buy them at DougLikesBeets.com, which is what you can do. 800-655-4183. You can buy them at Amazon. You can buy them all over the place. This is a product that does exactly what the manufacturers say it does in my communication with you. It improves your circulation, and in doing that, keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. You'll have a healthier heart. You'll get your brain will be better because you're getting blood up there. That's what causes a lot of problems, Alzheimer's, dementia, all that sort of stuff, or anything in your body that falls apart is because not getting enough blood. So get the blood to every part of your body, better circulation, 800-655-4183. And when you call right now, you get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Money-back guarantee. If it doesn't do what I say, it'll do. Get a copy of this book, Beat the Odds, too, with your first order. It's a simple call to 800-655-4183 that will change your life. No risk offer. Try this life-changing nutrient breakthrough. And if you don't like it, you keep it and call them and say, I want my money back, and they'll send you your money back. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So have you ever had butterflies in your stomach? We all have. And a listener recently sent me an email asking, what do I do about it? Here's the social science of it. We usually get butterflies in the stomach when we're anxious or when we're nervous about something, you know, like giving a speech, talking to the boss, and tummy butterflies. It's a local tension state caused by muscle spasms in the stomach. But get this, the best actors look forward to these nervous feelings because they signal a state of excitement essential to doing a good job. They use butterflies as a signal that they're ready to perform.
You ready?
I am ready.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Butterflies are your friend, they're not your enemy. Knowing you're prepared and a couple of deep breaths usually cause those butterflies to fly away. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, with Build-A-Bird, you don't actually build anything. Ends up, it's just a slow-moving bird quiz. Pretty misleading.
That is such a lie!
Build-A-Bird. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
American Biker Minute.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. New York State may be first in the nation to come to grips with texting behind the wheel. You could be asked to textilize.
Huh? Textilize.
Not breathalyze. Textilize.
Plugs into your phone instead of your mouth.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Open road carnage has led ABM to block all texts from our phones. We are for liberty. We are against big government intrusion, but we might give a nod of approval to New York State. The Textilizer works like a breathalyzer, only it plugs into your phone instead of your mouth. Textilizer, made by a company called Cell Bright, rats out any texting done during a crash. The Textilizer, too invasive, not invasive enough, or the right idea at the right time. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the secret of the most innovative people in the world? Surprisingly, it's what they do when they're not at work.
A study of Nobel Prize winners showed one difference between them and their fellow scientists. Less than 1% of all scientists had a hobby.
But almost all of the Nobel Prize winners had one. And over half had a long-standing artistic hobby like music, painting, sketching, or writing and poetry.
A hobby can help renew your spirit. However, it can do something just as important for your work. As you actively engage in a hobby, you tap your creative spirit. Over time, you develop skills that may be transferable to your work.
Your hobby can work for you, literally, and it leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the story of Mr. J.P. Gold, who was supposed to get married this weekend. He found himself in a little bit of a hole, though. The lady he wanted to marry, or thought he was going to marry, decided that it wasn't going to be a go. So he's going to give away his engagement ring to a needy couple. He's from Indianapolis. He's got this engagement ring sitting in a box. Apparently, the whole thing fell apart last year. He wants to give it away to a couple. He said, my thought
the was, relationship, not the ring, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
No one wants a broken ring.
It's a 1.7 carat diamond. I don't know anything about how big is that.
Not how as big? Big as what I would predict Jennifer might get.
Shut up. Yeah.
Okay, well, at any rate, I don't know. He posted the listing on Craigslist. Says, I want to find a young couple in love that maybe aren't financially established. I prefer to go to a local Indianapolis couple. I'm going to let it sit until I find the right person. He wants an invitation to the wedding, or if he gives you the ring.
That's pretty cool. I think that's a fair deal.
Yeah, it is a good deal. Yep. All right, Mr. Gold, good luck to you. 10 before the hour here with DJ V.